They lurk in every office, the so-called energy vampire. It's the colleague who, no matter what the issue, will bog it down with bureaucracy. Too many questions or a need to check every single line before a project's approved. All this inevitably sucks the energy from coworkers. Research shows this slows work down and delays results. And this behavior also cuts into companies' profits. Workers describe the energy vampires at their work.
They're a person who will ask questions that you're just like, "What? Where is this coming from? Why are you asking me this? Can't you just do your work and I do mine?" kind of person.
Yeah, one person, and like just lazy, doesn't care for the work, like doesn't care for the trade, you know, just is there to make money.
The lazy ones, of course, they want everything on you. Oh, Marta, can you help me, please? Marta, can you do this for me? Hi, Marta, you are so nice.
A 2011 study by Bain & Associates spoke to more than 100 business executives worldwide about growth challenges. The researchers wanted to know why, in the previous decade, only 1 in 9 companies saw more than a minimum level of profitable growth. They found 85% of executives blame internal factors for their shortfall. One of those problems is workers who slow work down because of their own process. Steve Prentice is a specialist in organizational psychology and is the owner of the Bristol Group, a time management organization. He has worked with many companies to help increase efficiency. He says ultimately, it's the company's responsibility to deal with an energy vampire.
As a company, you have to invest a certain amount of your time to work on the company itself. So if you budget over the course of a week, a month, a year, you budget some time where you can stop and review the abilities and the talents of your employees of all personality types.
Prentice says this is the best way for a company to recognize an individual who is slowing work down. He says it's easy to spot these people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, number one is taking an hour to do 10 minutes worth of stuff. So you can apply that anywhere. You know, again, you can apply it to meetings that start late because you don't want to offend the person who's running late. Or again, small talk, how was your weekend, all that kind of stuff. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of rapport, a little bit of relationship building in an organization. But the top vampire outcome really is just taking, you know, 5 times longer to do something than needs to be done.
Out on the street, workers have their own ways of dealing with colleagues who suck their energy.
I just make sure that I'm doing like the best I can at work so that the attention is focused more on them. And then whether, you know, they get fired or whatever, it's not my problem.
I'm trying to don't talk too much with them.
You turn around and you walk the other way so you don't cause pass.
Researchers suggest a number of ways to control energy vampires at work. One is to hold a quick Monday morning meeting. That sets the agenda and everybody knows what their responsibilities are. Also, encourage workers to expose others who are sucking the energy. Because as companies grow, so do the energy vampires. Recognizing what's slowing down early can help save a company hundreds of hours of lost work and boost their bottom line. For CBC Radio, I'm Rubina Ahmed-Huck.